environmental scanning, benchmarking, and industry tools. External information describes the market. For example, customer wants, demand levels, trends, and the industry. For example, major rivals, competitive activity. It can also include information about technological factors that will affect strategic options. There may be national and international regulatory factors to take into consideration, for example, World Trade Organization or European Union trade rules. External information includes historical information, for example, what a competitor has done in the past, and projections about what is likely to happen in the future, for example, technological advances being discussed by industry associations, demographic shifts being analyzed in government publications. The first step in planning how to succeed in one's industry is to understand the conditions in that industry and the evolving state of industry standards. Industry conditions analysis includes analyzing external information on the macro environment to identify conditions that may affect the future of the industry and the organization. The industry, in order to better understand its major actors and their characteristics, dynamics that affect competition in the industry, opportunities, and requirements for competition. The process of analyzing an industry is called environmental scanning. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines environmental scanning as a process used to determine an organization's potential strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Many experts emphasize opportunities and threats because the tool is primarily external. C. PESL analysis, SWOT analysis, strategic benchmarking. One key tool for external environment scanning and comparison is strategic benchmarking. Benchmarking compares the organization against external or internal organizations or functions or against industry standards. Here are a few points about strategic benchmarking in particular. Learn lessons from other companies, even those outside of one's industry, because this provides valuable insights, both successes to emulate and failures to avoid. Benchmark organizations who have won quality or business management awards. Seek out the processes they use to achieve and maintain that excellence. Strategic benchmarking is expensive and time-consuming. It should be part of a larger plan to implement changes so the investment has a chance to create value. Industry analysis tools. Crafting and executing strategy discusses a number of industry analysis tools or frameworks in addition to the ones described more fully in these materials. In general, these frameworks provide a structure for gathering industry knowledge that could affect the organization's strategic course. This knowledge includes who the major competitors are, how they compete, for example, on price or quality, where and how aggressively they compete, and how they have responded to prior competitive challenges. This can be learned through a competitive analysis, defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an analysis of a competitor that includes its strategies, capabilities, prices, and costs. Where do opportunities with other producers, suppliers, or competitors exist? Alliances may be formed with producers of complementary products to create more leverage, for example. What trends may be shaping the industry, for example, changes in demographics or technology? What characterizes successful industry participants, for example, innovation, speed of response to industry changes, or competitive actions, access to capital? Which competitors are the closest rivals, and which are more distant? Variations within industries give rise to subsets known as strategic groups. Competitors within the same strategic group tend to share similar market positions and competitive strategies. A process called strategic group mapping can identify close rivals and find gaps that can be exploited to capture new sources of demand. Industry standards can be broadly defined as the generally accepted norms of the industry, which can include legal and regulatory requirements at various levels of government. For example, minimum wage, as well as standards established by industry associations and international standards, such as from the ISO. Some of these standards are mandatory, and others are based on customer expectations, quality, or because they have proven to be efficient and effective. For example, pallet size standards for an industry. Industries with stringent regulatory oversight and high non-compliance risks, such as pharmaceuticals, medical devices, alcoholic beverages, tobacco, firearms, aerospace, or defense, place elevated importance on adherence to industry standards. For example, alcohol producers may be restricted from direct distribution and must rely on wholesalers or government distribution channels. Compliance with health, safety, and environmental regulations, which often vary by country and region, creates significant market entry barriers. These industries are less attractive to new entrants, but organizations that develop cost-effective compliance strategies are better positioned to succeed. Organizations can also change the definition of the industry or invent a new industry, and this may impact what industry standards they need to follow. Blue Ocean strategies, addressed elsewhere, describe ways to invent a new industry group. For example, Airbnb departed from the hotel industry in significant ways, and this resulted in them having different industry standards. While traditional hotel competitors needed to adhere to commercial building fire codes and occupation limits, many Airbnb hosts had to adhere to less stringent residential requirements.